when I watch you on that set, you seem very comfortable. I've listened to you do games. You've been that sideline guy here in St. Louis. What do you like to do the most?
I get that question a lot, and I appreciate that question. If you'd asked me a couple of weeks ago at Arch Madness, I'd have said, oh, calling games. There's nothing like this atmosphere. Coming to St. Louis, seeing people like you. I mean, that's a huge, you know, luxury in my job and a fun part. But then, like, right now, I'm like, no way, studio, because I have everything in front of me. I have that group to hang out with. I mean, we eat like kings in that bullpen while we're watching games. It's like being at a sports bar, and then we just go out and talk about it. So, I don't know. I would say I would lean ever so slightly towards studio, but it's not a big, it's like 55% studio, 45% doing games. How about that?
Yeah, well, and you kind of get the luxury of doing them both, so that's really fun.
No, it is fun. And my favorite thing is doing updates, like in-game updates. Because I feel like doing in-game updates where they toss it back to the studio and I update people on a game that's going on or a story, you know, whatever the biggest game is. And that's, for me, always sort of the cross between hosting and play-by-play. So I've always said I really like those in-game cut-ins, as we call them.